business items. At this time, I'd like to hear your motion to close the Board of Review at 11:00 a.m.
I'll make that motion. Second.
Motion been made and seconded to close the Board of Review. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you.
You're a free man.
See you, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye-bye.
All right, I'd like to call to order the Town of Black Fambo Regular Board Meeting for September 21st at 11:00 a.m. at the Town Hall. Members of the Board are present, with the exception of Supervisor Meyer, who's out of town. Media has been notified. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Motion made and paid. I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of vouchers of the General Fund of $48,943 to $48,953 and of the Ambulance Fund of $1,683 to $1,686.
So moved.
I'll second. Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the September 7th, 2016 meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
I'll second. Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
This is the mid-month one where not much is happening. For the first time last week, we were under $1,000 in the transfer station. So for the month, well, for the first half of the month, we've gotten $4,164.70. Other than that, nothing much happening. So in the regular accounts, our balance, since we did get the August payment for taxes, is $1,030,055.73. I have to think about that here. Yeah. And in the ambulance, $417,649.20.
Motion to accept the treasurer's report as presented.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number nine is discussion possible action on town ordinance enforcement. Town attorney is supposed to be here. He's not. If you would like, we could go on to item number 10.
Sure.
Okay, discussion possible action, Ike Walton Lake Association petition to Vilas County zoning issues. Received a call last week from Joan Fanning, who was a member of the Ike Walton Association, asking this to be placed on the agenda. They had a petition that they intend on presenting to Vilas County regarding zoning issues in Act 55. You've got a copy of it. They did give me also a copy of signatures that they had gotten, which isn't part of your thing there. Would you like me to read it?
If you want to.
We'll read it quick. It's not all that long. Petition for local zoning and shoreline zoning restoration lake classification system dated August 1st, 2016. We, the undersigned hereby petition the Vilas County Board of Supervisors as follows. Whereas the lakes and rivers of Vilas County are the foundation of the county's economy, whereas waterfront property provides more than 77% of our county's tax base, whereas our lake classification system was adopted by this county and 42 other Wisconsin counties after lengthy research, debate, and ultimate agreement by all constituencies to provide the foundation of intelligent county regulation. Whereas shoreline zoning regulations affecting Vilas County were changed fundamentally in the last session of the state legislature without notice, consultation, or public hearing. Whereas regulation of non-conforming structures has been reduced and limited to clearly objectionable standards, and whereas our water quality is placed in jeopardy by new inadequate standards that have been shown to cause deterioration and our property values, the tax base and our economy are thereby adversely affected. Now therefore, the undersigned individuals, riparian owners, Lake Associations and Town Governments of Vilas County hereby request in the strongest possible terms that Vilas County Board of Supervisors recognize the undersigned as stewards of our lakes and rivers, and further that Vilas County Board of Supervisors pass a resolution in support of returning local control over shoreline zoning to our counties and townships and restoring our historic lake classification system as it existed before the passage of Act 55 in July of 2015 as the foundation of county shoreline zoning. And then this was prepared by the Lakes and Wetlands and the Economy of Vilas County, published by the UW Extension, I take it they did that. So, and what they're looking for is action from the board regarding this. I have had a chance to look over Act 55, and there are parts of that that could use some modifications. I think it's important that locally we have some control over zoning regulations, if anything, for them to ask our opinion. I think that's what kind of spawned a lot of the actions by the state is, say, the DNR was enacting rules with no input from your local town governments or the county governments. And so it kind of blew everything up out of proportion.
Well, we never really did have, the town, I'm saying, doesn't have authority to do shoreline zoning. That's the county that does shoreline zoning. So that part of it isn't going to change as far as the town's zoning ordinance is concerned, if anything ever does change. But I guess I would agree that there are parts of Act 55 that are not to my liking, and that I would not mind seeing change. So what is it you're asking for, Charlie? Did you want us to sign it? Did you want
Yes.
us to just give you your blessing?
No, we really would like your support signatures, and then we would take that to the county when we make our presentation to the county.
Are there other lakes associations or towns in the county that are doing this?
Absolutely.
Okay. Some I haven't seen or heard anything in the notices, but
no problem. Yeah, some are not as fast as we are. We're a small association. We only have 46 lakefront property owners on our lake, and we're a pretty active association. And we really jumped on this because we are so adamantly opposed. 92% of your tax revenue comes from lakefront property owners in this town. That's big time. And it's estimated by some, not by all, that if this thing continues on, that the average lakefront parcel will decline in value by about $30,000. Because what they want to do is put more pressure on the lakes. There are people in Madison that have an idea that more pressure is better. And that's enough said on that. I won't name
it. I know we haven't had really much for subdivision, right, Sue?
Not much.
A couple of them that we've had were families that subdivided for kids, but nothing that was on the commercial end of things.
Correct. I received lots of phone. I shouldn't say lots. Five phone calls from people when this first passed, and people that haven't been around. And oh, I see some property that's for sale, and I think I want to grab it and subdivide it. It never happened. Like you said, it's people subdividing for their families where they couldn't before.
We had one on fence and one on
white sand.
Yeah.
We think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
If people become more and more aware.
The potential is there.
Yeah, because what they want to allow is for lesser lakefront to be allowed to build on.
That's more homes, so they're actually.
So, I guess I myself don't see any problem with that, because I do think that the state and the county, for for that matter, because the county would always enact zoning laws and rules and regulations, and they never even contacted the town on those.
Well, that's a good point.
So I think that it would be wise for the state and the county to ask for local input, whether we give some, don't give some, take neutral, I don't know. That's, depends on what the subject is and what the area is. And what, like I said, the one thing that always bothered me was the DNR would just come in with their rules, and now everybody has to do that anyway. And there was no input. They'd say they'd hold public hearings, but, you know, the public hearing was probably down in Madison at the time.
Yeah.
A lot of good that did us. I mean, I work, I can't run down to Madison and go to a meeting. So.
Well, I agree with that, the DNR part of it, but just, I believe, Sue, if you'll correct me if I'm wrong, the county, when they were revising their zoning ordinance or their shoreline zoning regs, they would have public hearings and seek public input for that. Did they ever do any that you know of that were without public input?
I would always get.
I think the law says they have to have public hearings, just like we do.
But because they have drafts, we don't always get copies of the drafts until this is what we're changing and you're gonna like it, whether you like it or not. Drafts don't have to be given out. I found that out with the public health department when I tried to get a draft, the ordinance that they were working on. They wouldn't provide it. But to ask towns' opinions, it hasn't affected us too much because we've always been more restrictive than the county.
Right.
Yeah, our zoning ordinance has always been more restrictive. And at this point, too, if this ever does come back to county control, I would really like to see the county send these ordinance changes to the local lake associations for their input. They can send it directly. Mm-hmm. Before, they would just publish them, say they were going to do it, and nobody got it.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, they didn't really have lake associations.
We didn't have lake associations when a lot of them were taking place. But now there's a mechanism for review by the individual lake associations,
right.
And I think they would be a lot more interested in it than just seeing a advertisement, a legal notice in the Vilas County News Review, which isn't read that much on this side of the county. So, anyway.
So, I'll make a motion to support this effort and sign the petition as a town supervisor.
Okay, I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to support the petition for the Ike Walton Lakes Association of Vilas County. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Just a quick, how many associations are you representing?
We're here.
Just one.
We're here for Ike Walton.
Are we going to be getting these from every single?
I was going to say we.
We hope so.
No.
Well, we don't. We're not saying you should.
Yes.
That's none of our.
Now wait a minute.
We have this, and I would say, you know, here the town is going on record as supporting.
Yeah, right.
The effort.
Of that.
That's.
And if another lake association comes in, I guess we would tell them we have done this already.
Right.
So would you sign it just for that association and forward it on, or do they have to go to be on the agenda?
Well, you would.
I don't know why each association would necessarily need to have their own. Can't they just add their names to this one?
We're doing this.
Or
because
write a letter and say, here, the town board supports this.
We're doing this as the town, and actually, as I look at your signatories on your other paperwork, it's not just Ike Walton people. There's people who live on Highway F. Highway H, you know, they may not all be owners on Ike Walton or part of your association.
They're not all lakefront property owners. That is correct.
So, you know, this is a list of people that aren't necessarily just their lakefront owners on Ike Walton. So I would encourage them to have their own petition. You know,
I think if somebody wants to contact the other lake associations and have them get together and submit one additional petition to us for approval. That would be great.
Sure.
You know, because there's, I don't know how many lake associations in town here, you know, there's quite a few. So.
Right.
Almost 10.
Ten?
Yes.
I just have one comment about the off-lake people. On the Crawling Stone Lakes Association, 5 or 6 years ago or something, we expanded that, so if you were in the area of the lake, you did, because they were lake owner, or excuse me, lake users.
Yep.
So it's not just people on the lake.
Yeah, because like I said, like in this case, I see they're on, this is for Ike Walton, but there's people on Highway F and they actually live on Wine Dock, so. Okay.
Thank you.
We will sign this and forward it on.
Thank you.
In fact, I can do that right now. Well, this is.
And would we be permitted to take that with us? Would that be?
Right now.
Thank you.
Copy first. After the meeting, I'll give it to you.
That's fine, thank you.
Is Greg coming?
He's, I left a call in there. He apparently is tied up in the office right now.
Well, with that being said, I think we should probably table that until we can.
Yeah, no sense making guesses.
No, I want him here to ask questions as to what is a good route to take in terms of.
Apparently something urgent came up.
That's fine. Jim?
Can we discuss it a little bit?
I would rather table it until our attorney is here so that we can have his input on anything. I mean, we're talking about a legal end of things here with the town ordinances.
Otherwise, we're just speculating.
Yeah, and I would rather have him here.
Well, my question is how it's going to relate to this year, next year's town budget, because that's, you're doing that right now, right?
Well, we don't know, depending on how.
Depending on what we do, the town budget we'll be working on in November, so. Late October, so I'll put it on the next agenda. So I guess motion to.
Adjourn?
A table.
Oh, table item.
Number nine.
Number nine. Town ordinance enforcement.
You can make that motion?
Motion made, yes.
I'll second that. Motion's been made and seconded to table item number nine and attempt to put it on our next board meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Motion to adjourn at 11:17.
I so move.
Second, motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, motion carried.